This MAGA commentator gets pissed off at me, but then instantly proves the point that I was making.
And that was the stupidest answer I've ever heard in my life. We're discussing facts.
Do you condemn Trump for pumping up? Let me ask you. Do you condemn Trump for pumping Palantir after buying its stock? Do you condemn Trump for getting a Qatari jet and then using it to get a deal with Qatar? Do you condemn any of this? Do you condemn Donald Trump getting a cryptocurrency, having UAE donate $2 billion to that cryptocurrency and give them chips? Do you condemn any of this?
I didn't even know about the Palantir thing.
So you don't know
about it. I
want
to read the facts before I take your judgment.
This is what I'm saying.
Because based on your judgment,
there is an insane amount of corruption.
You're not bipartisan.
There is an insane amount of corruption and enrichment coming from the president right now. He is enriching himself, his friends. He is enriching the people who have broken laws on his behalf. And the people on this panel, you'll sit here and defend all of this. You couldn't condemn any of the things that I just listed. Will you condemn that? Will you condemn Donald Trump tweeting out ticker sign for Palantir?
I will condemn a judgment.
Will you condemn him tweeting out the ticker sign of PLTR after buying $1 million?
Actually, I won't. Hold on. That's really stupid.
Now, the reason why Emily Austin was so mad is because I started off the panel by saying there is nothing Trump could do that these two conservatives wouldn't defend.
This is what terrifies me about the direction of this country. I don't think there is anything Trump could have done that these two conservatives wouldn't be defending with their fullest heart. Absolutely.
The fact that you said that means that, first
absolutely.
Of all, you're
surprise, surprise. The two conservatives spend the rest of the show defending all of Trump's failures, and they really struggle to do so. If you want to help support independent media, make sure you drop a like below. We have no backers, no investors, just us pushing for a better future. So make sure you subscribe and watch until the end.
It appears that he is a father. He was in some kind of process because he was administered a work permit. And I think, like the incident last week, this is not the person that they were going after. This is someone who it appears to just have been in the area when they were conducting some other investigation. And now we're back to the same narrative that it seems like we were in, the same cycle we were in earlier in this year in Minnesota.
Yeah, this is more proof that ICE, in its current form, is a rogue agency incompatible with the current constitutional order of the United States. We cannot live in a constitutional republic with an agency that has basically immunity to go around in masks and to murder both U.S. citizens, legal immigrants, anybody that they want. Beyond Alex Preddy, beyond Renee Good, even beyond the cases we've seen in the past week, they use the same excuse every time. This person tried to ram me with their car. We actually had one case in Chicago with someone named Martinez, a teacher from a Chicago school. She was shot 5 different times after they said that she tried to ram her car. But when they got the body camera footage showed the exact opposite. And then text leaked saying, I shot 5 times and she had 7 holes. Like a despicable, disgusting thing coming from ICE agents. Guess what the punishment for that ICE agent was? Nothing. He's still on the streets over and over.
So just one thing that's actually notable, and it's a little bit different in this sense, because this statement from ICE does not suggest that the agent thought his life was in danger. It explicitly does not say that, which is very different from what they've used in other incidents. And for that reason, when you CNN spoke to some law enforcement sources who said, every law enforcement officer in America is scratching their head trying to figure out what that means. What does it mean that he was a threat to public safety that warranted, it seems like, at least 5 shots in the windshield of that vehicle? And when you want to arrest someone, this is a good example of how to do everything wrong. So there is a there's the question of legal and illegal immigration, and then there's an issue of how law enforcement is being conducted and whether lives are being lost in the process.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of factors here. First and foremost, his immigration status to me does not matter at this point, because whether he was legal or illegal, no one deserves to die. That's a fact. Now, I want to also say this agent, which we're going to find out the facts through hopefully a very thorough investigation, was 100% wrong. Abolish ICE is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's foolish. You're basically saying ICE is whatever you said. I couldn't even listen to what you said at that point.
No one at this table is saying.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Wait, do you think that they're?
Let me finish.
Do you think that murder is wrong?
You had your derangement.
Do you think that murder is wrong?
Some people are saying abolish ICE. Just to sort this out, some people are saying abolish ICE. Adam did not say that.
Okay, or ICE is a rogue agency.
So go ahead.
Are you fighting with someone that's not here right now? I don't know.
No. All
right,
go ahead. Saying you said ICE is a rogue agency. Actually,
do you not think they're rogue?
No.
Adam, let me let her finish.
I think that Biden let millions of people in.
That's right.
And an open border. Now Trump is left with that burden to try to deport millions of illegal immigrants. Now say that this agent was horrible. Say that there's 5 ICE agents that are making headlines internationally that are the worst agents in the world. 5 bad eggs and tragic, yes, tragic incidents. do not now invalidate the entire purpose of ICE.
There is a
we need ICE.
Cover
I care about the Americans being killed
Wait,
by illegal immigrants.
There is a systematic cover-up
of
these
systematic.
Murders. Yes, the DOJ,
every murder makes every headline
the DOJ
for
is
weeks
refusing
straight.
To coordinate with
and let
local
me also finish my point, because you said your point. I have never seen this amount of resistance towards authority. We have all, I'm sure, have bad interactions with cops or agents, whatever you want to call them. You don't resist authority, and that's a
well,
thing
you don't
that,
know that
we
that's,
only
first of all,
see now.
You don't know
yeah.
that that's what happened.
I've
here.
Seen enough. You mentioned
well,
Alex
no.
and Renee.
I
you
mean,
mentioned
look,
plenty of people.
I'm talking
you
about.
In fact,
we're talking about
resisting.
This incident in Maine.
Alex Freddy was not
you
resisting.
Resist. Hold on a second. First of all, the guy had a gun. You
Wait, they took the gun off
that's
of him before
a.
they shot him. You don't know
yeah,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was in radical Facebook groups. I don't want to talk about it.
You're saying these cute talking points, but you just said that because he's in a radical Facebook group that it's justified.
Alex goes. He spits on cops. He goes to protest.
He did not do that.
Yes, he did. There's videos of him spitting on police.
Currently
he goes
using
to protest
points
as
to
a
justify
hobby.
Murder.
No, I'm speaking to my opinion.
Do you think the Martinez case that I mentioned
murder.
From Chicago was bad?
I did not hear about that. If that's true, it's horrible.
Wait, do you think that the cops should be held
murdering.
Accountable? Do you think the agents
Emily,
should be held
yes,
accountable?
I think should.
Emily.
Do I think I should not now?
Okay,
has,
so
ICE
then,
is a rogue
so then you
agency
can condemn,
because that one ICE agent
dude,
was
they violated
up?
100 court orders just in
Emily.
January. Just in January, they violated 100 court orders.
How many ICE agents are there?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know either.
They,
but you're saying
you
that it's a rogue agency.
They
so you're speaking now on behalf of the entire group
no,
who's trying to deport illegal immigrants.
A Republican judge named Schiltz said they violated 100 court orders just in January. That is more court orders than any agency in the history of America has violated. Do you agree with ICE violating those court orders?
No, I should not
okay,
violate
Okay, so by
court
definition,
orders,
they're
ICE
a rogue
as a whole,
agency.
You're saying ICE.
You
all right,
can
ICE
use your talking
Let me let Emily
thousand.
Have a word. Or Ashley have
okay.
a word. Go ahead, Ashley.
I hear the point about Joe Biden's immigration policy. He didn't get it right. We can concede that. And so if you're on the right and you think Joe Biden went too far to the left, I think we have to look at what happened and say Donald Trump is going too far to the right.
In respect to
and
ICE?
I, let me, now you done told him a couple times to be quiet. Now let me finish. Because in the beginning of the Trump administration and when he was running for office, he told us he was going after violent criminals. We have seen time and time again that that is just not the case. Because the overwhelming number of immigrants in this country are actually not violent. So the premise in and of itself is false, but it was a helpful campaign tactic. Now, when I used to sit at this table at the very beginning and they would charge into apartment buildings and zip tie little kids, I was told that I was being in Chicago overreacting and that they had to do it because that was what was happening then to fix Biden's problem. Okay, when then they deployed in California and we were saying, wait a minute, the mayor doesn't want them there. The governor doesn't want them there. That feels like an overreach. We were told they have to fix Biden's problem. Okay. And then when Renee Pretty was murdered, we were warning people that when people go rogue, when people, and if you don't like the word rogue, when people don't have any type of constraint, when they feel like they have the president of the United States that is saying, go do whatever, the then sitting DHS attorney saying, Kristi Noem, riding around, Bovino walking around in a Gestapo-type uniform. When you let people go too far, you get murder.
Did you guys notice a slippery game being played there? I gave a really rational take about ICE violating the Constitution, and she immediately acts like I said, abolish ICE. Thankfully, Abby corrects her and says, dude, he literally did not say that. And then she has to contend with what I actually said, that ICE is a rogue agency. And after a little bit of slippery back and forth, I get her to concede that all of these violated court orders are rogue, that is a rogue agency that is not held accountable. The same thing happens when we talk about the Iran war. Take a look.
I also want to point out, this is just being like technical here. Vance and Rubio, I'm not saying they had discussed this by any means, are talking about international waterways. Now,
They were talking specifically
about
the Strait of
right.
Hormuz in those clips, yes.
So I laughed at this, but if I'm being completely honest, I think it's a huge threat to the entire world that Iran can just decide when or when not to open up the Strait of Hormuz.
Totally.
So personally, again, as an American, I like to be on the winning side. I wouldn't mind. Second of all, I don't know why this just reminds me of the Panama Canal.
You wouldn't mind why?
If America controlled the Strait.
But
so,
but
here's
all,
the thing.
I mean,
obviously,
I'm sure everyone.
I think
no one
he's not
mind.
Being serious. I don't even think he's being serious. I'm saying so if somehow there's a tangible way that it can be done, I think that will be a massive plus for our economy.
Emily.
I think most of Panama's GDP is from the Panama Canal. I mean, if we can have you're telling me if we can have the Strait of Hormuz, you wouldn't take the Strait of Hormuz?
Girl, yes, but how are we going to get it?
We'll figure that out.
No, at this point. In all seriousness, is there anything about? No, I'm not saying that taking the Strait is a bad thing. What I'm saying is, at this point in this execution of this war, it's done, it's not done. Do you actually think that there is a plan from Donald Trump to get us out of this situation?
Right now, this minute?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Okay,
I after have a hearing bridge him speak today,
no, I want to tell you.
Say,
because
this is,
I don't know how much
you're
the rest of the world.
You're too smart for
that, Emily. No.
Everything, you're too smart for that.
Everything Emily just said should make us appreciate Obama's deal a lot more, because without depleting depleting our missile stockpiles and without letting them gain control of the Strait of Hormuz, we were able to accomplish a deal. We are now 135 days into this war that was supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, Obama's deal would be ending right now.
100 days. There was a phase two.
Is in trouble.
There was 100 days ago a tweet from Trump where he said unconditional surrender is what we're going to get from Iran. Since then, they still have missiles, they still fund their proxies, they still have the nuclear capacity, and the regime has not been changed. So our generation is bearing the brunt of this cost. We are bearing the brunt of this war cost, and our debt is already massive. The Obama deal did not put us into debt.
Okay,
what do you mean? Can I ask you, what concession have we gotten from Iran so far? Horace, what concession have we gotten from Iran so far?
Do you know who the biggest critics are of Obama's plan? It is the Middle East region. All of those partners sitting around, they criticize
the partners that now have to pay $300 billion for Iran, the Gulf allies.
Regardless of what they have to pay, they asked for relief from what they called a very terrible plan. So when you go around saying it was so great, if you outline it.
I'm not saying it was great, but they are begging for relief right now. I'm saying it's better than this. Horace, can you name one concession we've gotten from Iran?
That is not what they're saying now.
Can you name one concession?
Well, actually, Horace, I will say they are not really saying a whole lot of anything right now.
Yeah. They're saying privately.
And also, let's just be clear. Today, this week, this past week has been really terrible for those allies. Bahrain has been put under fire. U.S. military facilities in Kuwait, Iran claims that they're targeting the UAE, other Gulf states. It's pretty bad right now in the region.
Again, at the very end there, Abby pretty much lays out how all of our Gulf allies are pissed at us. People in the region are struggling. And as I laid out, the Obama nuclear deal, while imperfect, no deal is going to be perfect, it was at least tangible. No missiles were fired. We didn't have to have U.S. troops killed. We didn't cede control of the Strait of Hormuz. What they were saying was silly. These conservatives were defending every single thing Trump did. Then they turned around and pretend like they weren't defending everything Trump did. I'm going to leave it there. Again, if you made it this far, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. It genuinely helps us boost these videos, helps us get the word out. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.